for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Today we have a special new episode. It's not going to be the late IHP show, but it's going to be similar to our late IHP show videos. And we chit-chat about relationships, true love, divine masculine and feminine, twin flames, but not the saga of 4D. Very different, because 4D is on Elsa's journey. So they have not reclaimed their humanity at all. They don't even know about their inner child. In fact, they consistently dehumanize their entire oversoul relationship, and that's because they talk about people like energy vampires, dark auras, and then they go ahead and make up, you know, twin flame, false twin flame, divine counterparts, all of these beautiful words that totally I understand why the 4D is there. Those are the human beings who are going to maintain a 0-1 year old that wants to securely attach, if you will, And for 5D, it's different. We're free lovers, and that's because we're empowered. So we understand emotional, mental maturity. We understand independent physical life. Independent doesn't mean that you don't need each other. No, it's actually quite contrary. We are available to each other with emotional self-regulation skills, awareness, accountability, as well as mental. And that's because of being able to work with our personality and because we are being spirituality. So human spirit, one thing. What is spirituality? It's living a life with meaning and connection beyond the solo self. I got to get the definition by Daniel Siegel in my most recent course, Consciousness and Change, which I'm still finishing up. Really amazing. So when you're a 5D person, you have Christ consciousness. I have an upbringing with Jesus, but you don't have to. The reason it's Christ consciousness, it's because it's oneness consciousness. And today, what I can share with you is that it is like when you hear Sadhguru saying anyone can be enlightened, and in the enlightenment soul age group, really, anyone can be a Sadhguru, a Buddha, a Jesus, and he doesn't know the word, but I do. It's called restorative embodied self-awareness application, and I get to share with you. Here it is, right here, human being. Not a special gift, but I have a thing called luck. So my infancy in the womb began with a human being. I have a twin. Then I have a mom who raised me in a way that did not suppress my six basic child emotions, human emotions, not just child. And she also didn't shut me down. She didn't humiliate me, abandon me, reject me, none of that. So I have no attachment wounds of those sorts. I have secure attachment. And as a three-year-old, I stood up for myself and maintained the differentiated self of Maria. My thoughts and feelings don't match yours, mother. And the same thing goes for the biological father who confused my name. And by the third time, I'm saying, I'm Maria. Okay, so when you have differentiation of the self, this means that you do not feel shame, guilt, or fault, or like something's, you've done something wrong, like a child will in a home where instead they have this shame defectiveness. Okay, so that's why we unconditionally love with flaws and imperfections, because we are flawed and imperfect to somebody, and then we're perfectly imperfect to others, right? Okay, and that's what the 5D is all about. So we are safe haven, secure based relationships for one, and that's why with our oversoul and our twin flames and soulmates and the entirety of it, we don't kick people out. We allow ourselves to work with all of those who are in our herd, because like Sid gets annoying, Diego and Manny put up with Sid, and there's the baby that brings them together. And that baby, we all have an inner child. We all can get moody. That's the part. We all have imperfections and flaws. It is how we come and talk with functional adult love language, which is what IHP is all about. Okay, so understanding, we're not math. What this means is I'm not going to be like, because you had a pissy day today, I'm going to be, you know, less annoying. No, fuck that shit. If you got a pissy day, learn how to handle your pissiness. I don't need to do no roller coaster ride with you, buddy. And this is for people who are wanting to have independent, emotionally, mentally, physically grown up relationships. So what this means is I don't filter my fucking mouth because you got a bad day at home. Don't bring your crap here. We can work to get you lifted up and higher versus bringing Eeyore into the room, because life's too short for you to bring Eeyore when what we're talking about is your left mode, chit-chatter, your right mode, emotions. Let's talk, shall we? And let's do something where you can savor today versus be in a crappy mood. Now, if there's trauma charges and more, the child parts, that's a different story. And you go to therapy for that with your partner or partners, because we have polyamory. You don't bring home the bulk of it, if you will. What I mean by that is if you have childhood trauma and or any of those aspects that can be tended to in an effective way to get you to your well-being, we're going to make sure we're on that train. So that means, of course, you got a mood. It's not about you not having it. It's about, are you being proactive? Are you taking action? Now, to take action means you need to have the information, means you need to have the people around you. We're creating a herd, IHP, of people who want to be in 5D relationships. Okay, so that means safe haven, secure base of yourself, first of all. Otherwise, you cannot be a safe haven, secure base for another, which is why, as I was saying, the child parts don't get projected. People who need good therapy, they go to good therapy. I do personal development. And then I know if you need therapy, and that's when you would be told it if you're a one-on-one or in the masterclass that is not yet created, but that will be created. What this means is you don't go around saying, I am superior to somebody else. I have a right to be pissy in my pants because they use that political word over there and they're a religious group over there. No, no, we're not going to say that's good. No, you're having a splinter attitude, a squirrel attitude from Cusco land, and you don't know how to handle your inner child, your maladaptive child behavior in that moment. So we're not going to say, yeah, good job, ego-sensitive person. No. The IHP community is going to say, okay, you're upset. How about you take that human suffering love mouth and bring it over to human love? So hopefully I'm being clear. This is where we are about the joys of life, because life is easy for us. The people who are tuning in here, you're not being in the middle of the street somewhere, are you? So you can work with your emotional plane. This is as straightforward as it gets. If it's hard, that's why we have therapists, because that means you got a window of tolerance, okay? So the part about how many people I've met throughout the years that just whine about life, they just keep whining. And the mantles of mental health are annoying like the mantles of yoga, both equally, not in any way, shape, or form differently, except for this. The mental health mantles, they think they're smart asses because they use words and they silence people, like with the gender stereotype stuff. So I'm an empowered woman. I don't silence no man because he has an attitude. And I don't silence no woman, and I don't silence no they. I don't silence anyone. Silencing is the very indication to me that you don't know how to handle your inner child, and also that you are actually taking your own trauma stuff and your own triggers and your own wounds, and you're projecting it. And you want to call that love, and you want to call that you standing up. No, you're not standing up because you haven't learned how to work with your mouth to speak with emotional maturity yet. You're just doing what is a teenager attitude, which is what we're seeing on social media. Yeah, it's not social media that is the situation. It's the people. We got a buttload of teenagers. And what do teenagers do? I remember the drama queens and kings. Yes, they all, I'm different, I'm this. I remember saying it for maybe what, a couple of times, the whole, I'm a black sheep of the family. And they're like, wait a minute, sounds like we're whining here. Of course, our parents don't understand us. They're grown-ups. They're not supposed to. And of course, we have differences within our home. That's called siblings. That's called normal. Like, what is the deal? Why is everybody continuing to feel like they're defective? Because the feeling is, I'm different. When I share this, and I don't share it anymore, I've learned not to share things where people will say, yeah, I was different too. Yeah, because that's not how my tone is. And you can try explaining it to people. They don't get it because now they think you're trying to hide your feelings. So the only people who will get empowered people are the ones who are choosing to be empowered themselves. So they're not going to be on else's journey thinking, I'm special. Here's my group. We're a superhero group. Okay, hopefully that's clear. So 5D Collective, all humans are special. And then again, none of us are. Nobody needs to get a golden star for breathing, okay? But we can all have the golden star within us when our inner child is let out to play. And that is why those of us, again, who are 5D mystics, we're divine feminines, and we don't create a saga or drama with our twin flames or our oversoul or any of it. But what we do is that we're a nurturer. So divine feminines are big, big nurturers, which is why we already know that we need divine masculines, because they help to keep us organized. They help to keep us in our the right amount of all tending. Okay, so we learn how to tend to each other with a amount of what is not. Let me organize my mouth for a minute, because there are people who take and remove themselves completely from people's lives because they are not able to stay in that space of compassion, okay? So when you are a person who's balanced, you know about compassion. So you know about supporting each other. And you also know about reaching out and trying to, again, be supportive to people. When people are responding, you know that that is effective because they're expanding. When people are not, you know that they've made a human suffering love narrative choice. And so you allow yourself to remember that this is what they've consistently chosen. So their path is not to enlightenment, but it is to live a life of suffering or loss or sacrifice. So the ones who choose bliss and love, the ones who choose to do wisdom, they're going to be coming over to the 5D collective for sure. The ones who choose human suffering, no, they're going to talk about life with the same tone that we hear any of those people who want to continue to say emotions are hard, okay? And emotions are hard until you begin to work with your prefrontal cortex. Then they won't be hard anymore because you're doing the working with your brain, okay? Embodied brain. So on that note, what I'm trying to get to is we are responsible as people to support each other to move into our inner and outer well-being. However, when I know that I'm a choice point for you, and you're a choice point for me, and then we will have consistently done what is choice point, choice point, choice point, there comes a time when I know, okay, I've given enough choice points and you've given enough choice points and we've built the data and now I know it's set down, it's settled, this is what you've chosen. So for example, with my twin flames, I have out of the three, two that have chosen to settle where they've settled. Okay, then I have soulmates. And soulmates and twin flame, I'm going to say three, is definitely ongoing. They're expanding. They're doing things. Okay, so this is where you will know as a divine feminine who in your oversoul is expanding. Now, I talk about divine masculines because I'm the divine feminine and I will notice where I am able to work with them and them with me. Okay, and so on that note, this is why it's not a responsibility, it's a joy ride to be able and support your loved ones, twin flames and soulmates in their life. Hopefully I'm making this as clear as day. We don't have sagas and we don't have dramas. That is for the people who are basically living out their princess fairy tale from, you know, Cinderella to Snow White and all that. When you're an emotionally mature divine feminine, which is what any divine feminine is going to be, you're going to be a human being that's an empowered, in my case, woman, and that's where you don't have anything to say about people who are inconsistent except for you're walking a crooked line. I'll let you know you are, or I won't, because I'll leave it alone, because if you have any attachment wound and trauma and stuff like that, and you're not taking ownership of it, and I point out to you some things and you continue to not take ownership of it, then at a certain point, I'm going to know you have made a choice point, okay? But this is where the choices, they solidify in time. So while some people, like I said, the 4D treats their oversoul like it's an object, they dehumanize their loved ones. They create a story. They have superheroes and supervillains in their story. And that's why divinity does not descend, because they're not overflowing with their humanity. They don't even recognize their pseudo-live attitude. Realistically speaking, what I noticed as I got to move into Clairland is that we will have that relational field consistently be active with the people that are going to accompany us and we're going to accompany them. And then when people have settled into where they're happy, they will become an energy that is solidified, and then you will continue the interaction with them in a specific way. And that's for the people of every, again, divine feminine. You're the one who knows who's supporting you to bring forth more of who you are, what you are, and vice versa. Okay, so there's never a question. It's not confusing. That's because you're not tortured to attach to somebody because you need them in your life. So you don't attach because you have your own inner child in the forefront. That's because you're your own prefrontal cortex. The inner adult lives the present. And when you're evaluating what you like and don't like from your twin flame, flames, or soulmates, your own relationships, you don't project and say, they're an evil piece of shit, because da-da-da-da. Okay, so my little voice here. Now, I have met many 4D mystics throughout my years, and I always say many, but really it's not that many, because we're 8 billion people, but I've met enough to know that they are squirrels from Cusco land. They are mantles of mental health, and they're mantles of yoga. And if there's one thing that I can't stand, me, the host here, is to be in the presence of a person and have to engage with them, while inside I'm just really wanting to tell them, you're a hypocrite, you don't know love, you really should go to good therapy, but I'm not going to insult you because that's not my job to tell you all of this, because I was taught as I was growing up to mind my own business, and I agree with it because I'm not a martyr superior. And so that part of Kali that comes up, which is anger, which wants to correct, it is not my place to correct you. I'm not your mother. I am not your embodied brain. I am not you. I'm not any one of the things that would make it right for me to cast a stone, to judge you, and to tell you what to do with your physical human being life. This is something that isn't hard for me to hold in because I'm not suppressing it. I'm aware of what has come up and what comes up and how it's not my responsibility, and it isn't even my place to have that emotion. So the three-year-old in here is being pouty for no other reason except for I see something that I feel is crooked and I want to fix it, but it's not mine to fix. And it isn't something broken, because if a maladaptive child behavior is what you want to be, which is where we have our low self-esteem, Cusco squirrel attitude with the passive-aggressive, they're going to choose the human suffering love narrative. So that is their choice, which is where, as Daniel Siegel presents, we get to do something called differentiate and link, Maria. Differentiate, differentiate, differentiate. That means I get to be in compassion. I bring my body to this you stress, not distress. If I'm challenged, and I get to put into practice physical mastery of what? Of me, Maria, being in the presence of somebody who's choosing to pout about life and to not feel Kali come up, but to bring in Shiva. It's no thingness because it's none of my business. And then Krishna Lila, which is me activating curiosity, openness, acceptance, and love, which is me moving to my prefrontal cortex. Lo and behold, you got a whole human in front of you. And there's no judgment or casting a stone, which is the practice of physical mastery. So some of you are here. That's a divine feminine for you. And it's not just one time. It's again and again and again. It's not something we're hating unless you're still a teenager and you don't even hate it as a teenager. You just say, wow, nobody has an ego. Seriously, seriously. Okay, so with that being said, our twin flames and our soulmates, they always help us. We already will know this. The divine feminine will know we need our divine masculines, all of them, not just some of them. And here's where some of us are polyamorous, because we know of non-conventional friendship bonds. Okay, so we're going to use that word. And we know the potential of all of these beautiful people out there, not just divine masculines. But again, the divine masculines help a divine feminine to expand. And we will know that they help us to become the better version and the balanced version of ourselves, and to help more people and to support more of what we're doing and not less. The vice versa, of course, they can speak for themselves, the divine masculines. Excuse me, my throat. But long story short, I want to get to another point for today's episode, which is, like I was trying to get to, but I want to clear my throat. None of us are actually going to make choices for any person of how they get to work with their inner child, because that's a personal choice. The opportunity, though, to present to somebody that they have options is what I was trying to get to. So it's not a responsibility, but it is the capacity. When you have the ability to enlighten others and you are a person, in this case, my lovely mystics who are divine feminines, we will know what our next group of people are, if you will. And that's something fascinating, because it just gets clearer and clearer that the way that it works is that we continue to expand together as a group. So I was watching a video which talked about the difference between intuition and fantasy. And the lady, I don't remember who the name is or what, but she's a mystic and expert. She says fantasy is comfortable. You're just wanting to sit there all day long. Intuition is uncomfortable. Now, a person that is completely in the restorative embodiment, here's where we have you stress, not distress. Okay, so we know that we are being given a challenge, but we know it's not a challenge in the sense of, oh no, because we have emotional familiarity and welcome. I love emotions, okay? So I know I'm breathing, I'm awake today, I'm lucky. I'm thinking, that's the inner growth mindset. And that's once you're in the advanced place, and again and again and again, so you know neutrality and duality, and that's because you have been consistently putting your prefrontal cortex on, getting out of that limbic system and choosing the human love path, human bliss, human wisdom. It's heart and mind, harmony and gut. So the more you move into your grown-up version, it's a functional adult, the more you're going to notice how to be curious, open, accepting, and loving. And here's where you begin this physical mastery and your relationship to Akash, which is a sphere of consciousness. We're connected to the entire globe. And for the divine feminine, it's easy to work on becoming a person who has a window of welcome, because we already intuitively will know when I'm picking up on my oversoul, I'm getting to process my emotions and their emotions. Doesn't mean that they're processing anything. I'm picking up on it because I'm the one who's having this little radar expand, right? Okay, so they say that we're like an antenna. Okay, so it's my antenna that picks up on where expansion is taking place of my oversoul's energy bodies. So in the years that I got to put into practice all of my clairs, there's a bunch of fun stuff. And in the moments, there was also a bunch of other stuff that I was able to work with on my own because I didn't have divine feminines around me. No, I had Elsa Journey. And Elsa Journey, they want fantasy. They're not doing intuition. And then they're doing squirrel attitude. So the love-dependent individual, those women and men and theys who are love-dependent, they get controlling and angry and grandiosity. And they get desperate and manipulative in their shame. And in all equations, a divine feminine, a true divine feminine, will not engage with a child who's a grown-up, because the grown-up is projecting that suffering and tainting the world of their suffering. So they're doing what is, I want the fourth step of trauma recovery. I want bystanders to take my side. And they go and find the bystanders, and you got Peter Pan's with Wendy's, all of that, right? Lost boys, lost girls, and they're all doing 4D, 3D right now. Okay, so those are the people who are going to talk about them being divine feminines in a different way, and their fantasy land and intuition is all mixed up. Okay, so for us, it's not, and I want to go to when this person's describing intuition, and the difference, I contemplated those moments of challenge and opportunities. And in fact, it's true, the part about being able to reach out to people who are part of your oversoul, this is soulmates, twin flames, all of it, and to not notice that their choice point is, okay, I'm going to expand. Okay, so you don't take that as I did something wrong. No, you take that as they chose fear, they choose their inner child, in a way of it being locked up, they will choose to remain ignorant of their opportunity to process the emotional charge, witness it, and to come out the other end. So the other end is where you enlighten, because you grow less rigid and less chaotic. So for some people, they will gradually be able to move more and more into their restorative embodiment, because the body and the brain is looking for it in the first place. Okay, so your body is an embodied brain, and it's seeking to return home to itself. Yourself, like myself, as the attachment trauma information experts that I learned from, they all state that we are looking to return home to our restorative embodiment. I did not lose my restorative embodiment, okay? Okay, so with that being said, there's a couple of more... there's not a number. There's not a fixed number of people that are of your oversoul or not. Okay, one. However, you will know who's expanding and who's not. That's two. And when you understand that some people, divine feminines, divine masculines, the ones that stay in the human suffering love group, they're done expanding, you cut them out completely. You don't need to cut the cords. There's no cutting. They're stagnating energy, and they're basically like in a dark room somewhere, but you can perceive them, but they're done. They're done. They've decided. They've made their peace with what they think they know about what's going to happen today, tomorrow, da 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 da. Okay, so that's a piece of consciousness, which it means as a human being who's settled into their emotional plane. It's not about the way they think. They can think a lot of things. Their emotional plane is no longer actively doing anything to get that child out to play. So they're done expanding because they are not doing it. What you're going to notice is they have their maladaptive child behavior in the lead. That's a 16-year-old. Just go out and look into the world. You'll find them. Okay, so they're going to live their distress. They're going to live their survival mode. They're going to live their threat mode. That doesn't mean anything except for just go watch a movie like Hangover, go watch Mean Girls, and you got it. There's Pinocchios with ears. They're walking around with ears and a tail. The ones who become donkeys, that's a sad story. We're not going to go there. Okay, so those people, they stay a part of your oversoul. They don't go anywhere, but you won't pick them up if you're divine feminine at all, because they're not expanding consciousness. So their physical human being embodied brain, whenever that stuff comes up, they have non-bilateral integration. What does that mean? It means their right mode, nowhere to be found. Their left is speaking over it. They have a story. They're singing their siren song, and they're going to get consumed by it. They didn't turn into a mermaid. They left tragedy. They love opera. They love all that dramatic shit. Okay, just saying, this is it. This is what I'm, that's where, the minute that you will know that they are happy with their siren song, you know, okay, I gave you all the choice points that I knew were part of our journey, and you don't even speak it. I'm laughing right now because that's the point. I consistently, as a teenager, knew I had a good gut. Today, I'm a grown-up, and I know with mysticism and the attachment trauma information, I still have a good gut. That's all this is. And the relational field, the physicists, the quantum physicists, they look into it, okay? So the part of when I see human beings online who are basically teenage versions of themselves, it's clear as day when I meet a person online that is a teenager. And for example, there's this one person I'm thinking about right now. And I'm sure that it's great that he's out there, because every one of us supports something. Don't forget that. I don't forget it. I need to mention it more often. 4D, 3D Collective exists for reasons. There's other soul age groups. I'm in the Enlightenment soul age group, okay? So I'm just saying, you're going to be wherever you want to be. That's your choice. You get to expand however much you want. I know that I have consistently wanted to keep expanding, because why wouldn't I? It's amazing to live life. I can think, I can feel, I can breathe, I can be in relationships, okay? Nothing is going to be scary or upsetting unless it's a physical threat, and then I'm just going to probably poop my pants and I hope run the fuck away, and I hope not to ever have to be in a situation like that. So I don't live movies when I'm living my relationships and when I meet people, but I am living what we're talking about, which is knowing when it's something active. So when there are things that are active, and we have a lot of energies around with this geomagnetic storm. And so there are people that are around us and that are actively expanding as we speak. And your gut will let you know. So this intuition, it's uncomfortable because there's a lot of uncertainty. But it's also uncomfortable because there's a lot of caring. And so it's not that it's uncomfortable because it's upsetting. It's exciting and it's concerning. And this is where Divine Feminine knows that the Divine Masculine helps us to not be concerned in a worried way, because they're practical. And that's because they use their head and then they use their heart. We use our heart and then we use our head. And the difference is a difference. It's a big difference, because I'm emotional and I'm ruled by my emotions. And therefore, I'm going to be basically drawn to be in a space of heart that is not weighed down. No, it's concerned. And there's sometimes a little bit too much, which is unnecessary, which is why the Divine Masculine that is ideal is once they are mature enough to have a soft heart, because that's exactly how they're able to break it down to you. Here's your stability. It's a sweet, sweet balance of we support with softness and quote unquote rigidity. And that's the most amazing of any of the people that will be here. I'm going to use Daniel Siegel as an example, because he's a sciences man. He's a neurobiologist, I believe, and a physicist. I forget all of his titles. Dr. Daniel Siegel. Okay, so he went to school to become a doctor. I forget what he started with. But at a certain point, he was really disappointed because he noticed none of his colleagues actually cared or care. I mean, now they're growing, but they didn't care about the mental part, the mind, in a way that he did. They didn't want to be part of the emotional stuff was not of any importance. So long story short, he's very upset and he's thinking of dropping out. And his life partner tells him, why don't you make a difference? Don't drop out, stay in, finish school, and make a difference. That is what an ideal partnership is all about. Okay, so not every person, though, has the capacity to be there. In Daniel Siegel's case, he had the capacity to have a life partner that supported him in the very moment and in the way of having him be lifted up. It doesn't mean he had a great day. No, it means just he got that little push to keep moving forward and to make his dream a reality, which is to help people, which is what all people who are spirituality based, which is why we don't need to find a mission. This is why a person is not awakened by their twin flame. The mission is to be yourself, first of all, to reclaim all of you. And this is where it's about the person. Use your name, use your human name. And with the attachment trauma information, understand that it means to get to a heart that says, I'm an imperfect human being and I'm flawed. If there's attachment wounds, then you know that that's a bit harder for you to do, or a lot harder. If there's trauma with fright and more, you're going to have it a lot harder. That doesn't mean it's impossible to get over that hump. That's what the secure attachment people are for. This is what my lovely IHP, all of us 5D collective here. I'm here for the people who want to do the emotional lifting, one, and have an emotional welcome, and two, you care about people. And we're on social media. People complain about it all day long. It's because they're seeing teenagers on there. They're going to find that there's not just teenagers anymore. And that the laws, as always, are in place to organize. They're not perfect, but they're in place. And they will organize and they will keep content safe. And they will keep it to where we can have conversations. Might not make everyone happy. That's something different. But in the meantime, what I know for the community of IHP is we care about people. And we care about being ourselves with each other. And the attachment trauma information is great for me to bring to you for a lot of reasons. Okay, so the part of the self, it's a verb. Thank you, Daniel, not a noun. And that is because you can work with your child parts. Okay, so the straightforward equation is somebody like me didn't need any work. I'm just a happy person inside and out. Okay, others might need to do some therapy and stuff like that. So in our oversoul, we will have a bunch of different people. The 4D talk about energy vampires, dark auras. They even go ahead and say, your twin flame cannot be a narcissist. And that got me like, what are you doing now? Oh my gosh, you're actually organizing words in a way that is absurd. Because you don't remember that we're one big ball of energy, apparently. And that you stating something like that is ridiculous. Because we are just going to... Well, you know what? This is why. That's all in the energy sphere. My point is they're using words and organizing it in a way that a person who does not, in fact, have their inner child in the forefront needs. Because that's the Cusco's with the squirrel of the porous, boundaryless people that get controlling and angry in their grandiosity. The ones who, this is the relationship grid from Terry Real. The bottom is the people who get desperate and manipulative, and they are another group, okay? And then we got the other side, which would be the walled off ones. And so they go and close themselves into homes, and, you know, they go and be always, walled off, depressed, desperate, nothing's going to happen. I forget the three words he uses. While if they're in grandiosity, they're going to think they're better than somebody else. And so in their head, they're going to just be thinking, I'm the best of everything. So the walled off people, they're love avoidant. And in each equation, they can be supported. Okay, so this is another explanation for how it's not only about a person with attachment wounds. We have people who are narcissists who can be healed. We have people who have borderline who can be healed, because the findings are showing that people who work with good therapy, here's where yoga supports, ventral vagal nervous system toning exercises, also mindfulness, the three pillars of the mind, focus, attention, awareness, and that last one is kind intention. All of this supports a person to work that prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, the interconnected connectome, and the corpus callosum, which are all affected by childhood developmental trauma. Okay, that is where the explanation ends. And again, this is Daniel Siegel, Peter Levine, Bessel van der Kolk, my courses with NACABM, my courses with Embodied Philosophy as well, my courses with Mindsight Institute. I love Daniel. I'm still learning from him, and I got to finish a couple of courses before I can, you know, really enjoy, but I need to review it because there's a lot of material. Okay, long story short, we are consistently able to support life to become more life. We are not responsible for each other in the sense of I'm going to be able to lift your nervous system up. No, I can be the safe haven, secure base that will allow you the ability to notice your emotional plane, mental plane, and become the grown-up child version of you. Okay, so this is to be clear, which is why I was saying a divine feminine, we know our weakness, but it's not a weakness, it's our nature. And I know the nature of a divine masculine is to talk common sense to divine feminine, because that nature, again, head and heart work together. And so you don't give up on any piece of life that you perceive from your oversoul is actively still working through choice points. That's the ability of a divine feminine to know intuition, 5D. 4D spends time in fantasy land. We're going to leave that completely out of there. So a 5D divine feminine knows her divine masculine and masculines. She knows where they're at, what's happening, what's not happening. Now, she also knows she doesn't know everything. Because that's the whole point of just in general, it's always about choice points and free will. And really what it is nothing's written in the future. The part about you being open to the infinite possibilities is because you know that the future is not written. I create my fairy tale. I create my story. I'm the person of my story. I'm not a superhero. I'm not a supervillain. I'm not choosing a story. I'm using my name. Use your name, my lovely listeners. That's the one thing the 4D don't do. I'm from this star. I'm from that star. Yes, it's fun to find out where we're from. I'm from the future, FYI, okay? I knew that part already. Okay, oh, also to note, this idea that the twin flame or your twin flames can't be more. So one, that you cannot have more than one twin flame. You can scratch that. You would know your story. You don't need other people to tell you your story. One. Two, that they have to look like you. No, soulmates actually look like you, not necessarily your twin flame. But even here, again, if you're needing to organize something, that's an indication to me that you want to have control over an aspect that is uncertain, meaning the question of who it could be or not be, okay? So long story short, a divine feminine doesn't ask questions like that. And they don't have the, they have to look like me. The last time I ever thought of that as a soulmate was when I was a kid, teenager. I remember being told soulmates look alike. And I can let you know that between soulmates and twin flames, well, some look alike, some don't. And, you know, this is where it's a beautiful journey just to be able and share with you all. Again, polyamory, it's a nice place to be. And so is the infinite loving heart of a lovely, inner child. Now, I do want to share old souls. So old souls, again, categorizing makes me laugh because when people start to think about this and they say we're all a part of the same cloth and they begin to bring their own self all the way to the beginning, to the origin, does anybody notice what they're doing? Because I know I notice, because I want to say, okay, so now you're telling me you're the old soul, you're an old soul. And now you're telling me that all of these people can be a twin flame, you know, so long story short, we're going to go back to being one ball of energy, which is why some people, those of the 3D, right? How dare you, Nietzsche, compare humanity to God, you heathen you, or whatever the word is. So the long story short is why it's best to use energy. Because, you know, books have reasons for being there. And states of consciousness, there are people who don't have the capacity to understand what is dark matter, dark energy. To allow matrix not to be a matrix and old souls not to be something better or worse. Okay, once you are simply aware, you will know your story and I will know mine. And of course, I can go all the way back to the beginning and I can have downloads that would lead me to know the origin. This is where 4D lives consistently. Ugh, it's such a waste of time. But again, I leave that alone because they need purpose. So they're looking for purpose. And what I was getting to is this other person I keep seeing online when I said that 3D, 4D, they're all needed, okay? So there's this dude, he's just dismantling all of these public figures. He's on a mission to get rid of all these men that are influencers. And I'm humored by him because he has a teenager attitude energy where he was not picked as the popular jock, but he's the unpopular one. And now he's just finding himself having all this data to break down, basically to demolish and diminish human beings who are influencers. And he is humorous, to say the least. Then there's this other guy. He's got to stick up his ass. He's doing the same thing. But his is completely, and they're both men. Oh, but they're humorous to me. I'm sure they got some people following them, and I'm not thinking much of it, but I wanted to continue to share that so I could close out what I was saying to you before, which is where a person who is looking to support more people and is empowered is not going to be busy dismantling figures, but some people are, and it's not a bad thing. Because as they dismantle, what they're really doing is supporting people to not put people on pedestals. So every so often this happens when we're having a big ascension moment, which is why it's not something I'm surprised or shocked about, but I'm also not surprised or shocked about it because I learned how to take with a grain of salt all those people called politicians. Because once I was done with college, I saw that none of them actually take their job seriously because they don't care. The ones who do care, they're doing great things. The ones who are doing what I see them doing, I'm going to leave it alone. And there you go. So I didn't have any person or anything on a pedestal by the time I got out of college with my master's because I realized the facade of these grown-ups. You're bullshitting me. You're not grown-ups. Grown-ups have heart body, value body. You show up fully, completely, not sometimes. Always. Where's the always? You see, you keep learning. What are you doing? You don't know everything. How are you in your ego? Okay, so when you're a person who understands humanity, you understand it because you're a human too. Ego, you put it to the side because you know you don't know everything, nor does anybody else. But there's one thing clear. If you got an energy that is like Cusco, I'm gonna notice you from a mile away. And you can look like an Yzma and a Kronk and a lot of other things. I'm just going to notice you again and again and again. So divine feminine, a true divine feminine, will notice the inner child of you is what I'm trying to get to, my lovely listeners. Divine masculine, until they have no relationship with their inner child, they will be blinded to these people. Once they get clear, they're like, okay, wait a minute. You're not on a pedestal. I'm going to put you down on the floor. Okay, so that's number two. Okay, so divine masculine can only be in his empowered version once he has finished, he's done putting anyone on a pedestal because he's claimed his right to be an inner child, to be imperfect, flawed. Okay, that's number one and number one. Okay, so as we close on out, it's not about twin flame, soulmates, none of that. What right now I'm trying to say, it's our relationships to the oversoul. A divine feminine will know intuitively who she's going to be supporting to expand from divine masculine world and divine feminine world. But I will say for me personally, I don't have divine feminines that I'm supporting to expand. They're all divine masculines because a divine feminine won't be a divine feminine to a divine feminine as long as they confuse intuition and fantasy and don't recognize that they're a person and that they're flawed and imperfect like anybody else. And that they allow themselves to lead with a heart that is pure consciousness, unconditionally loving, and then pure energy. That's Purusha, pure consciousness, Prakriti, pure energy. And so when you're spirituality, you have meaning and you have connection beyond the solo self, means no matter what you present to me, whether it be a narcissist, a sociopath, a borderline, a schizophrenia, all of the diagnoses, no matter what you present to me, covert, don't matter. I know there's an inner child in there. I will not be treating you in any other way except for how Pacha treats Cusco. You have a heart, I have a heart. And I shake a hand and I know that you're human. And I will know how to love, accept, respect you and speak direct communication to you. I will also know when I have said enough and I've shared enough to where I'm done because your next steps are for you to take and for you to show up fully and completely as you want to. Okay, so that's where some people are there of divine masculines and divine feminines. They're ready to step up. Others are not. They're not ready to step up at all. They actually are the ones who need the nurturing of divine feminines and divine masculines. And they need their herd, like Manny, Sid, and Diego. So some people, they need a herd that cares to get to the next step. That doesn't mean they're going to get to next steps. That is where we have no ability to take that person's embodied brain and say, hey, you can do it. They have to be motivated to get out of the dysfunctional, dysregulated, maladaptive child behavior, and it's not easy. They have to be able to be self-reflective, self-aware, to want to do something called, let me get out of this space, and there's not always going to be that. I don't like it. I still don't like it, but it is true. Some people, they choose the path of suffering, of sorrow. They choose the path of the, I'm going to say humans suck, men suck, women suck, people suck. Okay, so when people do that, they stay within the inner critic, outer critic. They do the activities that are drugs, alcohol, fucking whatever it is, self-soothing. They continue their negative cycle. They continue their ignorance. So ignorance about, for example, the child personality types. You know, there's the doer, the hostile, there's the also doer, hostile, the ghost. There's the are we good, and then there's the workaholic. I don't remember if that's, there's five of them, but long story short, that's for people with childhood trauma. You can only imagine when we have people that, again, have borderline personality and they don't get support, or narcissist that doesn't get support. So they are going to be growing more and more not in good relationships or in a good life, okay? So there's a lot of different people that can use 5D integrated human being brains, which is what we get to do. So when you get to be yourself and you have an open heart and you don't take things personally, it's because you're an empowered woman, man, or they. And that's because you know self-love first. And that's also because you know I'm an imperfect, flawed 0-1-year-old like anybody else. And I know about attachment trauma information. It's 2024. We create social media conversations. Social. So when we do anything that is needing something, to me, when I'm gonna, if I would ever need to make anything formal, it's because I'm presenting myself in front of an academic, public, whatever. And I chose not to do that. Not presenting a thesis statement. I'm not presenting to a board. I don't need to organize my presentation. I support people who want to do true personal development, self-help, and to get themselves to their human love narrative, because being yourself is that. And I've always been doing it. Now I can do it better. Why? Because I have education. That's why. If I had not gotten attachment and trauma informed, I would not be able to be supporting more people. My mysticism is not what helps me to help you. My mysticism can help me to know who's expanding and to bring Reiki in and tarot and Akashic records, all of that. Yeah, that's great and dandy. That's not going to help a person to understand if they need more. And the thing is, people that are on Elsa's journey, they like to just do the little magical shit. It ain't magic. Number one, it's not magic. It's something. So here's where we close out. The divine feminine will know their responsibility is to stay open-hearted, which is why I, to this day, do not want to see 4D. When I am in any way, shape, or form surrounded by people who I know are 4D, but I've had enough of the experience to know how to just shut it down. I shut down the way I shut down when I meet a masculine who's not doing masculine, and that's out of respect. I'm not here to affect a state of consciousness. I can't, and I'm imperfect and flawed. And God taught me to be humble, and so did Jesus, and how not to cast a stone. And they're both equally right. Always anger. No need to be here, Kali. You have nothing to do with anybody's behavior. They have everything to do with it, and it's their childhood. It's not a demon or a devil. It's no story. Nope. It's a poor human being. Leave it alone. There's good therapists. That's my likely way of closing out. Many times, neuroscientist Patrick McNamara, he proves it. He has the brain stuff. Now, if you want to be a flat earther, be my guest. I'm not a flat earther. So I know data when I find it, and it's quantitative, not qualitative, which is also why it's always going to be informal for me, because this is why we are here. to socialize about food for thought conversations. When you want to ask Maria something, it's an opinionated columnist, paid subscription-based model content. Here we have food for thought. There's the one-on-one, if you want, personal development. We have online inner growth mindset courses. And at the end of the day, when I get the masterclass, we'll have groups. But Divine Feminines, our responsibility, it's not something that is hard to understand, and it's not hard to keep, and it's not hard to do. I don't need a special magical wand for being an unconditionally loving person. It's called that I make a choice, and that's it. It's from my thinking brain. Do I want to keep my heart open? Yes, otherwise I would be a liar to use the word love. All these people who are choosing fear, why are they choosing fear? Well, they're afraid. Hello. Am I afraid of loving? No, I'm not. Okay, then. Am I afraid of being myself? Nope, not again. I'm good with it. Okay, cool. Not hard to do. Okay, for me, not hard to do. Hard to do for people who did not have an easy childhood, which is where a divine feminine of any divine feminines, and again, here's where I get passionate because they're not nurturers. They're on else's journey. The responsibility is not one, it's two, meaning I give an open heart. I love, accept, respect you. I will know when I've given enough of those opportunities to see you thrive and become more of your inner child, or to see you thrive as a teenager version of you, which is maladaptive child behavior, which is just go watch any movie and you get to see the distress of those people that are living pseudo-aliveness and calling it their superhero journey with supervillains. And there's your human suffering love narrative, people. They're all over it. Oh, and we spot them a mile away because they irritate the fuck out of us. And when we have people who want to be a part of our group and they're not unconditionally loving, and you know how to be like, okay, I will not be able to break this down to you because you're already a broken heart. So I'm going to have to do the right silence, because that's the bigger person here who knows attachment, trauma information, and also as a teenager that people say, no, I don't have an ego. No, I'm not being spiteful. Okay, I know if, so you know what, we leave it alone again. Oh, and I'm laughing because, you know, people, anyways, I'm going to close with Stephen Porges. As he shares, when people have their biological rudeness, they are going to justify their maladaptive child behavior. They don't look into it. So it's only when a person is self-aware, and that involves mental and emotional awareness, and so they're able to want to pick up their own pieces. They're able to want to bring it forth. They're able, okay. And that is why it's a step-by-step journey. There's no timeline, because this is not a timeline. This is not a game. People are people. And what a divine feminine will be sad about, it's the fact that we can be called evil bitches, evil witches. That's sad, because you will have claimed and or made statements, and those statements are that you're saying you're a mean person. And like a child, you'll be like, but I'm not being mean, I'm not trying to be mean. But like a grown-up, you'll know that's a subjective experience. And like a grown-up with Peter Levine, I know you have trauma, because the minute you met a safe haven secure base was the minute you throw shit in my face. And like that little bird with the broken wing goes into the cave with the evil cat, the dysregulated nervous system is going to seek home in the next unsafe space, because that's what they know from their 0-1-year-old attached panicky, their 3-7 shame submissive. And they don't know about childhood trauma therapist Patrick Tiahana. Go get childhood trauma so you can stop dating people that don't treat you right, and or living a life that is half a life, because you need good support to get out of that mental situation that you're in. Okay, so we get to, again, share the divine feminine with our own divine masculine, and with divine masculines that keep us grounded, because they know we care, but that's because they care too. Together we live a life of spirituality, because we live with meaning and connection beyond the solo self. We care about our herd. Manny, Diego, Sid. And this is not lip service. So when I see mental health mantles, I know who they are. The yoga mantles, I could give two shits about, because I love that there's yoga there for them to keep on going in fantasy land. That's where they are. The 4D's all over that one. Or they're doing something really great with our lovely Sadhguru, which I'm happy to see him doing great things. Okay, but the mental health mantles, these are the people who are not bringing each other together, because they talk about each other with those words that are labels that are pathologizing each other instead of working to understand the behavior, become the emotional grown-up, mental grown-up. Okay, so we do emotional grown-up, mental grown-up. And the people who are ego-sensitive and whine about it, they are not here. They don't want to be here. They don't want to know how to help a person who can be helped because they're actively working with their good therapist, by the way. They have to have a good therapist. So I have a lovely network of good therapists. Very good. I'm a holistic practitioner. You all know this. So as we build a community, we get to bring together the strength of educational good material with the holistic, the actual divine feminines who are embracing and overflowing with humanity. Thank you. Divinity descends its energy, not the entity of anything. Leave the monotheistic religion people alone. They don't want to have anything to do with us. And we leave the 4D alone because we don't want to deal with their fantasy land and conspiracy theories. But we do get to have some fun every now and then. I get to go and watch some of those tarot readers. So we will keep on talking about those differences. In the meantime, again, please be loving and kind. And remember that we don't know what anybody has been through. And we can support each other to love more. Have a great day.